The United Nations warns that the greatest threat to the world economy comes from the United States. The U.S. trade deficit and the weak dollar threaten to cause a worldwide correction that could hurt economies in every part of the globe. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Most of the news is good in the UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects report. The global economy grew by 4% in 2004, the highest rate in years. But, the authors warned, the U.S. economy could cause an abrupt and globally damaging correction. The report says the danger comes from the United States' twin deficits. The U.S. trade deficit is expected to exceed $600 billion for 2004, the highest in history. At the same time, the U.S. government's debt is reaching record highs. U.S. consumers, companies, and the government are consuming far more than they are selling or saving. Because the U.S. dollar is the primary reserve currency for most countries, a weak dollar means other countries have less money to spend. Eventually, the UN warns, the U.S.'s twin deficits and the weakening dollar could become impossible to sustain, and the economic reverberations will be felt throughout the world. The U.S. may not be able to solve this problem on its own, the report says. European, Japanese, and Chinese officials may need to come to the aid of the United States. The report comes just in time for next week's G7 summit, in which finance ministers from the world's leading economic nations will meet to discuss the global economy. U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow says that he will ask European and Japanese leaders to buy more American products. European central bankers are expected to counter that the U.S. must strengthen its own dollar first by encouraging saving and government debt reduction. Adam Davidson, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.